Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus that there are three ways to make Kiddushin, either Kesef or Shtar Rabia, and Kesef is Medivrei Soifrim, and Shtar Rabia is Medaraisa. What does it mean, Medivrei Soifrim? So the Kesef Mishnah has a long explanation. It does mean that it's only Midrabbanan. There were many who misunderstood the Rambam. It means that it's Torah Shabbat Peh. Where did the Rambam get this from? The Rambam usually quotes Gemaris all the time. He says something original. He says, Yeroyali, or he'll say, the Goinim said. So the Kesef Mishnah explains, based on the Gemara that appears in many different places, that on a few occasions, the Gemara has in a few rare cases, Avkir Rabbanan Kedushim in it. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean, Afkin Rabbanan? We know the Yeshkech, the Achachamim, Lakadov Menator B'Shev V'Altasa, the Chacham have the ability to tell us not to blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and not to Gershon Izgar Be'er Pesach, should not bring a Korban Pesach that year, should bring Pesach Sheni, shouldn't bring Pesach Rishon. That's B'Shev V'Altasa, not to fulfill the mitzvah Saseh, not to put in tzitzis and the begin Shal Pishtan with the Rabbanan. But Enkach, the Bavli comes to the conclusion, Enkach, the Achacham, they have no ability to tell the woman, the woman is an Eshizich, they tell you're allowed to go remarry. That's Bikum V'Yasei. So the Gemara says, no, Avkin Rabbani Kedushim Minei. So the Gemara says, Tenech the Kodesh Bekaspa, that makes sense, Kodesh Bebiya, make a lamem. Why should there be a difference between Kodesh Bekaspa, Kodesh Bebiya? So the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam understood the Gemara, like Rabbi Subshal Rashi. Rashi in a few Masichtas quotes this and is not happy with it, that the Kedusha Kesef is only Dibrei Soifrim. What does that mean? So Rashi understood it to mean that Kedusha Kesef is only the Rabbanan. So the Kesef Mishnah says, no, the Rambam understood that it's Torah Shebal Peh. Enkech Be'al Chacham Melakadov Min HaTorah. The two words Min HaTorah mean if it's Torah Shebichsav, but it's Torah Shebal Peh. Once you say Kesef, it's Torah Shebal Peh. So Yesh Kerech Lakah Pidah Bikum Yaseh. That's the Kesef Mishnah says that that's the Mokar for the Rambam. Where is the Mokar in the Torah Shebal Peh? What is the Mokar that is such a thing as Kedusha Kesef? So the Gemara says, Kicha Kicha Misteyev. So the Rishayim, some of the Ritva there says, he doesn't think that it means a Gzeres Shavah. It means the word Kicha, Kicha, Chishisha, means whatever is kind of the Alma is kind of Khan. Whatever is kind of somewhere else is kind of him. So that's what the Gemara has in the beginning of Kiddushin. Where is it? On Daf, one of the early Daf, on Daf Hayamid Beis. The Gemara says that Kesef is kind of the Kiddushin because it's kind of Bikarka, and it's kind of, you can be paid the Hegdush, and you can be paid the Masa Sheni Bikesef. We see that Kesef constitutes a Kinyan in other cases, and therefore it constitutes a Kinyan. Kicha Kicha Mestefer, and see that Kesef is kind of Bikarka, and Kesef is kind of by Pinyan Hegdush, by Pidi Masa Sheni. So Kesef could be kind of Ishus as well. Whatever is kind of the Alma is kind of Khan. So the Gemara tells us, if you're Mekadosh and Isha B'milva, a few Gemara say, Mekadosh Milva Zayin B'Kodesh. Why? Because he's not giving her anything. So, but the Gemara says on our daf is, Mekadosh B'milva De'achrini, then it is good. So the Tosfos says, but Sof Kol Sof is not giving her anything. The Tosfos says here, on Mem Zayin Beis, Li'olam Shtachov De'acher. So the Tosfos says, why is it different? Shtachov Dido, Shtachov De'acher. The Tosfos says, the Yikavot is Dava Chodosh. If you give her a milva dachrini, someone else owes me money, and I transfer the chayv to her, I day my mishloshtan, I day ksiva mesira, I day mesira, however you can transfer a chayv. So then I'm giving her a Dava Chodosh that she never had before. But if I lent her money, and I have a shtar that she owes me $200, and I would have bought her a tabas kedushin for $200, so instead I say, you owe me $200 from the halvor from years ago, I'm moichel the chayv. So the Gemara says that there's no Dava Chodosh over there, so that's why it's not acceptable. So the Gemara seems to say that Schoik Lefanai, Rekoid Lefanai, if the boy who wants to marry the girl does a pe'ula, he's a jeweler, and he knows how to make fancy jewelry. Here the Gemara has a brisa, Mem Ches Amid Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, 10 lines from the bottom. Aseli Shirim Menizamim V'Taboes V'Kadosh Ani Loch. So the Gemara says that if you do a pe'ula, that shabbat pruta, so that's also good for kesef. So the Rishonim have a melitza hanoah kekesef. If you're mahana the isha, it's good. The Gemara here says that it's good. But Torah, it depends what they hold. Ein l'schiris ad l'besof ha'yesh and l'schiris m'tchil d'at. So why does it depend? If hanoah kekesef, why shouldn't it be good? So the Pashtus, Rav Soloveitchik, pointed out, you see from this Gemara, whatever is kind of bi'alma is kind of kan. So kesef is kind of by karka, and kesef is kind of by pinyan hegdish. So kesef is good for kedushin. This is schiris poilim. If I do a pe'ula, I agree to paint your apartment, and I say how much I want a salary to pay. And when I do the pe'ula for you, so that could be mecha'ev, if we would agree that you're going to hire me as an employee, I'm going to do the work, I'm going to paint your whole apartment, and I'm going to charge you $10,000 for painting the apartment. So the pe'ula is mecha'ev you to pay me. So whatever is kind of the alma is kind of kind. Whatever can be kind of anywhere, either kind of an object or kind of his chayvus mamon. So pe'ula is kind of his chayvus, that the balabais is mechayev to pay the poel for doing the work. So therefore, that's included in kicha, kicha misdei afrin. That's good. There's a minchas chinuch on the mitzvah pidyon haben. So he says that you can be yotze pidyon haben by doing hanoah kekesef. I thought it was a pella. How can it be? We paskin, the Gemara has in Shavuos, Avdalon on the base, machlokes hatanoim, how do you darshan? So we have the Braisa Rabbi Shmuel printed in the Siddur before Baruch Shomer. So we have Rabbi Shmuel says, there's klal prat to klal, there's klal prat to klal. And the Gemara says there in Shavuos, Avdalon, Rabbi Akiva had his tradition from Nochem Ish Gamzu. He was not only a holy tzaddik, he was a Tana. And his opinion, his tradition was that it's not klala prat, it's ribi miut v'ribui, or ribi miut v'ribui. And the Gemara says, a chapsan af kemina. If you hold for like Rabbi Shmo, that it's klala prat to klal, then it has to be dumiyad da prat in two inyonim, like the abahamitalta of the gufa moment. But if you hold that it's ribi miut v'ribui, so you only might one thing. So the Gemara said, let's say, ein anoa le karkois. So you learn out over there also from the din of Anoa. If you learn that it's a klala prat to klal, say so knock out all three, karka, avada, mishtoros, all three don't have a din of einor. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that it's ribi mit ribi, you only mean my shtoros. You know, the one that's only one miut doesn't have to be dumi hat prat bishnei and yonim. So I thought by pidyon haben we have a klala prat to klal. And we say that karkavadim shtoros are not acceptable. You have to give a dava hamital to the gufa mamon. How can you say that hanoah kekesef? That's a dava hamital to the gufa mamon. You're not giving a chayfetz law. I thought for sure that that's a pella. I didn't think the rishonim when they say use that malitza hanoah kekesef. I didn't think they meant that it's mamish kinya kesef. They say some rishonim say beferish hanoah kekesef is only good by kedushin. It's not even good by karka. The Ramam and most of the Rishonim say not so, but it doesn't mean Hanoah is the same as Kesef. Whatever, since Kesef is kind of the Alma, so it's kind of Khan by Kiddushin, and says Ki Yikach doesn't say what, so whatever is kind of the Alma is kind of Khan. So Schiras Payalim, there is a din. If I do a Pu'ula for you upon your request, and you agree to pay me a salary, so the fact that the Pu'ula that I do, that's Machai B'yu to pay me. That's machloikis, whether you say yes, and schiris, and chilevasov, and schiris, and lilibasov. So that'll be relevant or be herosan. Which way? If you hold endless schiris, and lilibasov, Tosfos uses the lotion from Avodah Zarah here, the top Tosfos on Mem Ches on the base. They quote the lotion. Let's say the painter is painting the apartment, takes him 2 weeks to paint the whole house. So they say the last stroke that he did is Machai the Balabais to pay the whole $10,000 for everything. They say it like that, the Maku Shachra. Maku Shachra means the last bang. The fellas, the Jewish person, is helping to build the church. So when he's building a pestle in the church also. So is he allowed to take payment for building the church? So the Gemara says, if you hold the endless chirat ala lebesov, the Maku Shachra, the last bang that he does is Machayev, the Catholics, to pay him the $10,000 for building the whole house. So when he does the Makkah Shachman, the thing already has an Avodah Zarah in it. So this is considered like a Demei Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah tafesus Demeha. So he's not allowed to get paid for it. But if you would have held like the other Shita, Yesh and Schiris, Mentchil, Vatsof, every time he bangs with the hammer, every time he does an activity, Rashi describes it on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the last line of Amud Aleph, called Pruta Pruta Kishnigma, the Chayba Bala Malocha. So the whole time he's doing the work, Bala, the Catholic Church owes him another Pruta, another Pruta, another Pruta. When he finally finished finishes the last thing that he does is he makes the pestle for the Avodah Zarah. So he's not then it becomes Asa Bahanot. It's not Asa Bahanot till he finishes making it. So he can't take the last pruta, but all the other money he may take. The Gemara says that's the difference when they hold the Eshel Schiris Chadiratzov and the Schiris Alulusov. That's the Nafkamena there in Avodah Zarah. He's allowed to get paid for making the whole church because he doesn't make the pestle till the very end. How does the Gemara say Chapsan Afkamin over here? So I seem to remember Rav Soloveitchik said, if you say Ein L'Schiris Ela L'Besov, so the Maku Shachrin, the last bit of work that the employee does whenever you have a job, the worker does a job, so the Maku Shachrin is Mechayev the full amount. So over here, there's one Pa'ula, let's say Schok L'Fanah Rekod L'Fanah, he does a whole song and a dance. So the last bit of work that he does is Mechayev the full amount. So that's kind of the Alma. It's kind of that the Balabais has to pay me $10,000 for my work. And here it's kind of issues. It could be kind of issues. But if you hold Yeshna Metchila V'Yatzov, he wants to be Mekadisha not with the Shavu Pruta. The Din of Shavu Pruta is the minimum. But if you want to be Mekadish, let's say Mekadish and Isha with a ring that's worth $200. They say only one Shavu Pruta's worth of the ring is the Kiddushin, and the remaining $99.99 is only a Matana. But he say no, the whole $200. Shavu Pruta is a minimum. The whole if he has more than a pruta, the ring is worth $200. Mekadosh with $200. So that's the pashtus. He's mekadosh with the full $200. But if he say yesh to metchila be'atzof, so it's not that the makos shachrin is mechayiv and everything. Every pruta is mechayiv. So what are you going to say over here by kiddushin? Every little bit he entertains her for an hour. And they usually take $10,000 for this entertainment. He travels around the world, he entertains people, and then he charges money. So you're going to say he was Mekadosher a little bit at a time. He didn't Mekadosh the woman, yeah, Mekadosh the woman. That's what the Gemara said, Mekadosh ben Milvin. I thought Rabbi Soloveitchik thought it doesn't necessarily mean Havale Milvin. It means you have to be Mekadosh with one Maisa Kiddushin. So if it's the Makos Shachrin, it's Mechayiv and everything, so there, Pa'ula is Koine his Chaybus, here it's Koine Ishus. But we say every step of the way, called Pruta Pruta, is Mechayiv the Balabais to pay a little bit. He's Mekadosher a little bit at a time. There is no such thing a little bit at a time. Either she's Mekadosh or not Mekadosh. So I thought you see from this Gemara, not the way the Minchas Chinuch understood. He understood Hanoki Kesev is literally, it's a form of Kesev. So Kesev is good for Pidyon HaBen. So Hanoki Kesev is also, I thought for sure it's not right because it's not Dovam Mitalta Beguf Amamit. There's no B.N. Bechlal. But even without that, I didn't think that that's what it meant. Hanoki Kesev. Some Rishonim say Hanoki Kesev is only good by Kiddushim. Whatever's going to be on the Koine Khan. By Kenya Karka is not. The Gemara has, if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, the Milva Pruta, so the Gemara has a Machlokes Hatanaim, where the Milva Pruta, Daita Pruta. So some understand the Gemara that it's a psychological Machlokes. Is it Daita Milva or Daita Pruta? Because the Milva is a fortune money, the Pruta is only a penny. Rashi in one place writes like that. Daita Milva, because the Milva is much more than the Pruta. I don't know if you have to learn like that, Rashi. Pashat Pshat, it's not a psychological machlokes. Did he have in mind this or that? He had in mind both. If you mekadosh an isha with the ring that's worth $200, you want to mekadosh with the full $200. Not that you mekadosh with one pruta and the extra $199.99 is just a tnai or a matana in addition. No, you mekadosh with the full $200. The pruta is a minimum. If you mekadosh with more, is more. So that was the machlokes. Should I say, because daita a pruta, the reason why milva is not good, like Taisa said, because it's not davar chodesh. As long as there's a davar chodesh and part of the kesef kedushin, he wants to be mekadosh with a full $200. So part of it, $195 of it, is pruta, And then part of it is milvah. So do I say, since part of it is milvah, the whole thing is no good? You need the whole amount should be a davar chadash? Well, you say, no, as long as part of it is a davar chadash, it could be it's a machlokes in halacha. Not necessarily mukhrat that you have to say that it's a psychological machlokes. I thought this Rashi was interesting, that bottom line in Rashi, Amem Chesam and Aleph, the Rashi says, if you hold the Eshon, it's Chiris, Mitchili V'atzov, called Pruta Pruta Kishenigbro, when the poel finishes every Shovei Pruta's worth of work, so then the Balabais becomes a Mechuyif to pay, and the Mishtalem is a little bit sof. You're not Mechuyif, he can't say in the middle of the job, pay me a penny. Then he does, the painter is painting and says, I want a nickel now. Then he paints it, another, he wants another nickel. He has no right to ask for the money till the end. That's what Tosis points out. But the Chiyav is called the Schus Egvir is only Ein Mishtalem is a little bit soft. But the Chiyav is called as you go along. So I thought this was an interesting point that Rashi has called Pruta Pruta. We know from the Gemara that there are two types of Chiyav in Mammon. There's Milva HaKsuva Batar and Milva Shenik Suva Batar. Milva Shenik Suva Batar, what Tosis says in a few places, it doesn't mean that the Chumash never says, let's say Milva Shenik Suva Batar is a halvor. Milva HaKsuva Batar is Pidyon HaBen, Choyvel, Mazik, the Achiyah Mama that the Torah imposes upon the person, that the person didn't accept upon himself, and he died in Milva. She'enik Silva Torah, Tosis says, means even if it wouldn't have been written, it is written in the Chumash. Isha Shata No Shabo Yetzelech Hasavot Achutza, it says, Priyas Balchoyd Mitzvah. It says in the Chumash, you have to pay the halvor. But it means even if it wouldn't have been written in the Chumash, we would know on our own. Sechel dictates a Yimachib, because that's a Hischaivis Midas. So there are several differences halacha between the milvah k'sivata and milvah shenik k'sivata. The one difference is they have the right to collect from netav. Because the Gemara has in the beginning of Bava Kamma, all the choftar the rabbis nezikin, you collect from netav and all of them. The Chumash only speaks of netav by shem beregel, but the Gemara has a gigantic gzereshava that everything is included. But halvah not. By halvoa, there's a machloikas, and we pass kemikra din. The loyva cannot, the malva can only has the right to collect from ziburis. With the rabbanon, kadesh lotin abdalis bifnei loyven. That's the gemara gittin above a kamen. So they changed the din and said he has the right to collect from veiners. So the menchas chinuches they made such a big zereshava tachas nesini yishalom kesef to include all the chavtal the rabbis nesik, and they couldn't find another pasuk to make. Halvor also idus. So he says, no, on principle not. The gzereshava tachas nesini shalom kesef only applies to chiyuv imamim that the Torah imposes. When the Torah imposes the chiyuv, the Torah imposes to the maximum. So the Torah says, you have to pay from meitav. But if it's a halvor, mikved, then you don't have to pay from meitav. So that's a shaila. That's one difference between milvah k'silvatar and milvah sheni k'silvatar. Another difference is, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Meiri and Bava Kamma. The Meiri says, let's say a fellow is smoking a cigar on Shabbos in his Chayiv Misa, and then at the time smoking a cigar, he smashes somebody's window. So that's a din of Kom Levi the Rabbi, and it's totally unrelated. The smoking cigar has nothing to do with smashing the window. But if it's Biyidna, then you say Kom Levi the Rabbi. So what if he's smoking a cigar on Shabbos and he borrows $100,000? So you're going to say Kom Levi the Rabbi. So the Miri says that Dovah Pasha, he quotes the Chachmei Narbona, I think. He says, you don't, and he interprets that's Pshat in the Gemara. Because when the man comes to the Zayin and he agrees to give her a behemah, the esnana, that's chiras poilim, that's a hischaivus midas. He assumes chiras poilim is a hischaivus midas. So you don't say come levi rabbanei by a hischaivus midas. So that's why he's mechuyif to give the esnan. Rashi and Tosfos learn he's not mechuyif to give the esnan. You're not obligated to give the esnan. Because Kam Levi the Rabbani applies, but if he will give the Esnan, Babalot Zedei Shemaim, every case of Kam Levi Rabbani Yechayiv. So since Babalot Zedei Shemaim is Chayiv, so if he gives it, it's considered a Tashlumin, it's not considered a Matara B'Yalma. But the Miri learns on that Gemara, it's in Baba Kama Dafayim, he learns on that Gemara that there's no Kam Levi the Rabbani by his Chayiv is Midas. Tosis in Kiddush and Adaf Yud Gimel quotes Rabbein Hananel has another Nafkamina Ledina. Between his chayvus midas as opposed to a chiv that the Torah imposes, milvah k'sivatar mechiv mam the Torah imposes. So Rabbeinu Hananel holds there was a big machloikis in the end of Bava Basra in different mesichtes where the shibura deraisa, shibura lav deraisa. So we are some Ashibir Aguf, and certainly they're right. Sir. You borrowed money, you have to pay back the money. That for sure is their right. There's one sheet in the Gemara that even Ashibir Aguf is only Priyas Pachad Mitzvah. It's also Ashibir Aguf is not their right. But that was rejected in the Gemara. So we assume the Shibir Aguf for sure is the Raisa. So the Gemara had a machlekes with the Shibir Nechasim. The ability of the Mala to collect from the Yorshim and to collect from the Lukuchas, they never borrowed the money. They don't have any Shibir Aguf. You can only collect based on Shibir Nechasim, that institution. Shibir Nechasim, is that the Raisa? Is that the Rabban? That's a machlekes. So there are different opinions in the Rishonim. How to Paskin Aloha? There's a long Shach and Simon Lametes and Chashim Ishbot. Where he quotes Marochim or Marocha, 10 Rishonim on this side, 10 Rishonim on that side, whether you're Paskin, Shibura Derais, Alav Derais, and the Shach Paskin, Asfeke the Dina, where the Shibura Derais, Alav Derais. It does make so much of an Afkamina la Aloche, the Shita la No, the Libyan and Kiddush, and Daf Yud Gimel list off about 5 Nafkaminas la Dina, where the Shibura Derais, Alav Derais, never comes up in a million years. All the Nafkaminas that he has. The Gemara has an Afkamina la Dina, it's also not relevant. Also, It's not the halacha lemaisa is insignificant, but it's a machlokes. So Rabbi Hanan holds a pshara. He holds by a milbak silver about Torah. When the Torah imposes the chiv, the Torah imposes to the maximum. The Torah says you got to pay meitav, and the Torah imposes with a sheep and the chos. But if it's a milvashenik silver about Torah, it's a halvoya. So then shibura love the raisa. Then sheep and the chos is only the rabbanon. It's not the raisa. There are more nafkaminas halacha between another nafkamina. A bezin of 3. So we say that gzelus v'chavolos, that's a chiyuv mamon that the Torah imposes. Gzelus v'chavolos need a bezin of 3 smuchim. Odos v'alvos is a his chayvus midas. He borrowed money. So of course he has to pay back. So then in chad nami kosher, you don't need a bezin of 3 smuchim. One is also good. More nafkamina. So another nafkamina between milvak sabatar, milvashenik sabatar is, let's say I go to the store and I buy a candy. The candy sells 5 for a penny. I'm buying 1 candy. So I agreed to pay him a fifth of a penny. How am I going to pay a fifth of a penny? Got to figure it out. But if it's a hischai, or let's say I borrow money. So in England, they used to have half pennies. I don't know if they still have. They used to have half pennies. So if you borrow less than a shavapruta. You borrow, so you have to pay back what you borrowed. But if you're mazik someone, you scratch someone's car, or you hit the person, and the whole value of the hezik is only pachas ben shavapruta, Torah doesn't impose a chiyuv on a person less than a shavaputa. But if the person accepts it upon himself, then he is mukhiv to pay even less than a shavaputa. The Rambam has another nafkamina by cotton. The Rambam says a chiddush. It's from the Tshuva Sagaru. A cotton shalava is chayv l'shan l'kishe yagdil. Because money is a cotton, he can't force him to pay. But he borrowed the money, he understood what it means. He's not a baby, he's not an infant. Understand what it means to borrow money, you got to pay back the money. So he says, a cotton shalov is chayiv to pay. A cotton shehizik is not chayiv to pay. Torah doesn't impose chiyuv mizalah baronshin. So I found it interesting that Rashi says over here that by schiras poelim, it goes in units of a pruto. So that's an interesting shaila. When a boss hires a worker and he wants him to do work, so out of the goodness of his heart, the boss accepts upon himself to pay the worker the money. That's the pshat. Or you say, no, the Torah imposes the chiyuv. Torah says, how much? You have to pay the employee. Let's say the going rate is to do this kind of a job is $100. And he agrees to pay him $200. Or he agrees to do the work for $50. So you say, everything depends on what they made up. Or do you say, no? The Torah says the employer is mukhiv to pay the employee the shibui hapa'ula. See, if they made up in advance, the going rate is $100, he agrees to pay him only $50, or he agrees to pay him $200 instead of $100. Whatever they agree, that's the shibui hapa'ula, then the Torah is mukhiv him. Or do you say, no, the person, out of the goodness of his heart, he accepted it upon himself to give the money. It's interesting. It's an interesting thing in Hashkofes. My impression was that Rashi's saying, called pruta pruta, it's a chiv mama that the Torah imposes on him. It's not a his chayvus midas. Chivus poelim, it's mistaba like that. In fact, there is such a gemara in the Bava Metzia, in the beginning of Sechas Umnim, I think, where the boss sent the foreman to hire workers, and the foreman fooled the workers into believing that the boss is going to pay a higher amount of money. So the Gemara says, sometimes the Sometimes the boss has mechuyif to pay more money than he thought he's going to have to pay. He never thought he was going to have to pay that much, but the Torah imposes it upon the boss to pay. So I thought that was included perhaps in what Rashi says over here. The Meiri says you don't say Kam Levi Raman Bayastan Zayin because it's Chivas Poilam and not say his Chivas Midas. But it could be that Rashi disagreed. It could be that Rashi says it's called Pruta Pruta. It's not his Chivas Midas. It's the Chiyam Mama that the Torah imposes. So it goes in units of Prutas.
The Gemara
of
the Zohar says Pachim Shavu Pruta.
The
Gemara says Makush Akhan is Pachim Shavu Pruta.
Yeah.
The Gemara of the Zohar called it not like Rashi.
The Makush Akhman is less than a Shavu Pruta.
Yeah, so the Gemara is splitting it up in less than Shavu Pruta.
No, why? Up until then, I'll call Pruta Pruta, the church is mechuyif to pay me. There is no Avodah Zarah yet. And when I do the finishing touches, the last Makos Shachman, that's mechayiv everything. If you say all along, they become mechuyif to pay me. All along was Nasav Anah. It only became an Avodah Zarah when I did the Makos Shachman. That's less than the Shavu Pruta. So they don't have to pay me that. They only have to pay me all the other stuff. If you're mitchila ve'atzoif, so they're mechuyif to pay me all the money.
And all of a sudden, you pay nothing.
Then you pay nothing.
According to Rashi, you should have to pay. Shavu
according to Rashi, one. No, because the payment is for the makushach. Makushach, when it's already osab no. So that's like Avodah Zarah tafes is the mehu. Avodah Zarah tafes meh. The din derais Avodah Zarah tafes meh only applies if I'm selling Avodah Zarah to a nochri. Nochri pays me money. So not only is that Avodah Zarah Asamana, the money that I get in exchange is also Asamana. It's called Avodah Zarah Tafesna, Demei Avodah Zarah. This is Midrabbanan, the Gemara says. If I do a pa'ula on the Avodah Zarah, that I'm not allowed to take the money, that's Midrabbanan. We treat it as if it were Avodah Zarah Tafesna. It's not really Demei Avodah Zarah. I thought maybe Rashi is driving at that Schiris Poelim is not the His Chavis Midas, it's a Milbaksul Batera.
Remember,
the cotton shalava by the Gaon? Yeah, the Rambam writes cotton shalava, because he accepted it. If he's mazik someone, he's not chayv to pay.
But the Rambam has my cotton
for all
the
shifa farufa. Yeah. Yeah. So. Why? Yeah, pasuk. Yeah. He holds on to pasuk. Yeah, I think so. There is our pasuk. The Gemara, Mem Zainam and Aleph says, Amikarish Milva Ainim Bekodesh is because Milva lo Hetzod Nitna. Then the Gemara says, how can you say that? But it says, Eima Seifa, five lines later, the line begins with the word Vishav and Bola Tanoim agreed. There was a Machloikis in the first place. Amikarish Milva, Machloikis HaTanoim. But Vishav Vemechesh is Ekon. If I'm buying a karka, and I'm kind of the karka with milvah, then it is good. So the Gemara said, how can it be? E armit milvah, let's on nitnab. But my kani, it should be no good by kedushin, should be no good by milvah either. That's enough in the Gemara. So it's a pella, the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Ishas, Mekadosh milvah ein mekodeshes, and Hilchas Mechira. He writes, if you're kind of karka, the halvoa, Hakoyne Karka b'milva is kona. So the Rabbi is the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Feirush against the Gemara. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a beer in the Rambam. We found out later Rav Shach has the same beer word for word. Everything exactly the same. The whole story is very fascinating. So he said, like I seem to be mal. He said like this: Karka is niknas b'kesef for bishtara b'chazoka. And the Tatlim is a machlek Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and the Rambam Paschal is like Rabbi Yochanan, and the Torah Mois Koinus. The Rabbanan, they said, Mois is not Koinus, you just get a Mishapur. But Menatora, Dvar Torah Mois Koinus. In Yiddish, they have an expression, Dvar Torah. I remember many years ago, someone encouraged me, I should give a certain shtickle Torah to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So I gave it to the Rebbe. People would stand on line on Sunday morning to speak to the Rebbe, and they would always give him a dollar to give to tzedakah. Usually they wouldn't give the dollar. They would keep the dollar. They would give a different dollar to tzedakah. I didn't know that. So when he gave me a dollar, so I gave that dollar to tzedakah. Everybody's screaming, what did you give away the dollar for? They always save the dollar. So I remember, The Rebbe gave me a dollar, and then I gave him a shtikl Torah. I said, so-and-so suggested I should give a shtikl Torah. So he said in Yiddish, it says in the Torah, Dvar Torah Moes Kindness, when someone gives you a Torah, you got to give him money. So he gave me, at that time, he was giving $2. So he gave me $2 to give the tzedakah. And then he said, oh, I gave him a shtikl Torah, gave me another $2 to give the tzedakah. Because Dvar Torah Moes Kindness. But that's not what it means in the Gemara. That's a Yiddish expression. Someone gives you a sefer, someone gives you a Dvar Torah, you have to give him some money. So the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Torah Moes Kindness. He quotes this in Hilchas Mechira. Perek Aleph in Hilchas Mechira is talking about karka. So he starts off Perek Aleph, karka is nicknames the kesef vishtar b'chazok, and then halacha dalet, the kesef kates, and he tells you how you cut the kesef. Then in Perek Zayin, halacha dalet, the Rambam quotes that even though milveh is no good by kiddushin, the Gemara said, Kaddish milveh is no good, but by mecher it is good. So the Rabbi says it's against the Gemara. So how come, so let's point that out, how come by karka we call it kesef, and by metaltalam we call it mo'ez? Why do they switch the language? So, and then the Rambam says over there, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet, so the Rambam gives lefichach, if I want to buy a chodesh al yayin, and the chodesh al yayin costs $10, and I had already lent you $10, and I say, keep the $10, don't pay it back, and that'll be the tashlumin for the chodesh al yayin. So he says that it's kaina. The Ratari Mo is kaina, that's a kinyan Mo. So that's the Rabbi's kasha, it's against the Gemara. Then the Rambam says, Lefichach, not only is it good by metatlim, chavish al yayin, if I want to buy karka also, you owe me $100,000 and I want to buy karka from you, that's worth $100,000. So the Rambam says, Lefichach, since it's good by metatlim, it's good by karka also. He already wrote Hilchas Karka in Perek Aleph, halacha. The beginning of Perek Aleph in Hilchas Mechira is karka is nicknames because of shtar b'chazaka. Then halacha dalet, Perek Aleph, halacha dalet, how are you kind of b'kesef by the karka? And here in Hilchas, there, Perek Zayin in Mechira, he's talking about kinyan metaltalin. So he says, Dvar Torah Moes Kindness, so milveh is good from Moes to be kind against the Gemara. And then he says, Lefichach, since it's good by Metaltalin, good by Karka also. Why didn't they write that in Perek Aleph? Why did he write it all of a sudden over here? If it's good by Metaltalin, it's good by Karka. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, Rav Shach has everything exactly the same. The two different things. Karka's nicknames Bekesef is the famous machloikas between the Sma and the Taz in the beginning of Simekuf Tzadik and Choshe Mishpat. So the Sma says, Karka's nicknames Bekesef, if the karka is worth $1,000,000, then I give you $1,000,000, or I give you $1, karka nikna bepruta, and the $1 is not a symbolic kinyan. The $1 is in payment, partial payment for the karka. I owe you another $10 million minus $1. I owe you $9 million minus $1 at the end. That's what this ma writes. The Taz disagrees. He says, no, karka is nikna bekesef doesn't mean piron de meha mekach. It's a symbolic kinyan. It brings a raya. Because the Gemara learns that kicha kicha misdei Ephraim by kedusha yishi, you can be mekadosh bekesef, just like Avraham Avinu bought stei Ephraim bekesef, kadosh and yishi bekesef. So what are you going to say? When I give the girl a $200 ring for kesef kedusha, that's her value. That's either she's priceless or worthless, but she's not worth $200, and that's a partial payment. So the Taz says that's not mistaber at all. So from the fact that the Tanoim were prepared to learn out kicha kicha misdei Ephraim sheds the light on Sdei Ephraim, that when you buy a Sotah B'Kesef, it's a symbolic act. You give a dollar and you cut it. It doesn't have to be the Piron de Me'amek. It doesn't have to be partial Piron de Me'amek. Not at all. There's just the opposite from the Apikursim. The Maskilim and Apikursim all used to make fun of the rabbis, that the rabbis learned out, Kicha, Kicha, Sdei Ephraim, just like the farmer buys a farm, he buys a field, so the farmer buys a wife. He pays the girl's father money, and he buys himself a wife. And he can do whatever he wants with the wife, like he has a balabas, to do whatever he wants with the field. And they say, the rabbis learned that, Kicha, Kicha, Sdei Ephraim. So Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch has an essay about this in Chorev, in his collected essay. So he says, that's not true. The rabbis wanted to learn out, Kicha, Kicha, Sdei Ephraim. He has all these drushes. So he said, what's Sdei Ephraim all about? Avraham Avinu has such respect for his wife. After she passed away, he pays a fortune of money to bury her in a special Beis HaKvaris. And they often have been Mifcha Kareinu. Kareinu Masech, he said, doesn't want Mifcha Kareinu. The Jews live differently, they die differently, they bury differently. It has to be a separate Beis HaKvaris. So look, we want every husband should respect his wife like Avraham Avinu respected his wife that he spent a fortune of money. That's what Rabbi Hirsch says. To answer the Taina of Abdikursim, why the rabbis learned that from Steyef. But the Taz argues this argument. How can you say like the Sma that the Kinyan Kesef is kind of karka because it's Piran Achayv or Trilas Piran Achayv? So how does that apply to Kiddushim? There is not Tamei HaMekach by Kiddushim. So that shows that by Karka Gufa it's not Tamei HaMekach. So Soloveitchik thought that Taz was right. That's what Kesed means, but Mo'os is a different notion. Mo'os means that you paid the whole Dmei HaMekach. By Karka's nickname is Pruta. Even though the Karka is worth $1 million, if you give a Pruta, you kind of the whole Karka. It doesn't have to be Piron, partial Piron Dmei HaMekach, the way the Taz points out. But by Dratera, Mo'os Kainas, by Metaltalim, that means if you paid the whole Piron Dmei HaMekach, so then you acquire ownership. So the Rambam writes, this works by Karka also. Don't think that the only thing that works by karka is kesef, and moiz doesn't work. No, moiz also works. You only need dava chodesh by kesef, but by moiz you don't need a dava chodesh. If you owe me, you already owe me $100,000 from years ago, and I want to buy a karka that's worth $100,000. I say, you don't have to pay me back the money. The chayv that you owe me should serve as pirod de mei mekach. You don't need a dava chodesh for pirod de mei mekach. The guy agrees, that's the pirod. So the Rambam says it's good by metaltalim. That's by Torah Mois Kainis. That's good for Mois. It's no good for Kesef. The Gemara says by Karka it's also no good if you want it by Torah's Kesef. But if you, the Gemara says by Mecher it can't be good if it's no good for Kiddush. It's no good for Mecher either. But if he pays the whole demand of Mecher, then it would be good for Mecher. That's the din of Mois Kainis. And then the Rambam says in the middle of Hilchas metaltalim. Little of Perek Zayin, he says, if it's good for Metaltalim, Chavish Al Yayin, it's good for Karka also. It's Mistaber. So Misvar, it's good for Karka and Metaltalim. That was very interesting. Rav Shach has everything. He has quite a few things. He has exactly the same as Rav Soloveitchik on the Zikin. He has a lot of things. The Gemara here has different suggestions what the machlokes hatanoim is by Mekadesh ben Lovid Achrini. So one of the suggestions was that there is a machlokes Rebbe and Achachamim. Well, I have a milvid b'shtar. Somebody owes me money. And I have a shtar chayv. I want to transfer the chayv to somebody else. So how do you succeed in transferring the chayv? So it's a machlokes. Rebbe says osius niknas ben mesira. Just give over the shtar. And the other person owns the chayiv, he has a right to collect. And the chachamim disagree. They also is nicknames b'ksiva mesira. So the Rambam paskins that is the Gemara in Amirchas Hasfina, where the Gemara says how we should paskin. We paskin the way it's mistabu. Which way is mistabu? So the two girsas in the Gemara. So the Rajbam has a girsa that the Gemara argues it's mistabit to say the din is like Rebbe, that osias niknas the mesira. You don't niksiv a mesira. And Tosfos said that's impossible. That's an incorrect girsa. They used to have manuscripts. So the Sofer made a mistake. So Tosfos said the correct girsa, the Rambam also had the girsa like this. The correct girsa is the Gemara is proving the Tarasvara that osias niknas biksiv a mesira, not the mesira. So the Rambam writes in Iksiva Mesira, and then he writes Mechira Shtoris Bederach Hazos Medivrei Sofrim. So Rav Soloveitchik, one year he gave a Yortzeit. He used to give a Yortzeit shiur every year on his father's Yortzeit Gimel Shvat, and he always used to talk about the Inyoni Orachaim. He used to talk about tzitzis and tefillin and kriyas shma and kiddush and abdol and benching, things that people balabatim came to the shiur. So one year he got up and he said he has Yortzeit for his father. These are the things that he learned on his own. Brachas and Orachaim, this he learned on his own. This he is going to say, oh, it was something that he heard from his father, on Shtoris. He gave a heavy-duty shiur on Shtoris. Balabatim couldn't follow. They didn't understand one word. So the next year, he said, he's going to go back to Orachaim. Next year, going back to Orachaim, he wants everybody to understand. So he said, the main word that he said from his father was, on that Rambam, the Rambam says, in Iksiva Umasir. So then the Rambam says, in the next halacha, where is it? Perek Vav. Halacha Yud Beis. The Chivish Torah is Bederach Hazos Medivrei Sofrim. What does he mean with two words, Bederach Hazos? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought if the din would have been like Rebbe, that Osias Niknas Ben Mesir, it would have been a din deraisa. But because we don't paskin like Rebbe, we paskin like the Chacham, so Mechivish Torah is Bederach Hazos, is Medivrei Sofim. It's interesting. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, Osius Niknas B'Mesira is not only by a shtar halvoa. Let's say you sold me a field, and it says Reuven sold the field to Shimon. That I want to, 10 years later, I want to sell the field to you. So Gemara says, if you hold like Rebbe, Osius Niknas B'Mesira, even though the text says the opposite, it says Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Not 10 years later, Shimon is selling the field back to Reuven. He just has to give back the shtar, and the shtar gives a haggadah that the field, I sold the field to you. Everything says the opposite. No. If you hold, that's the Gemara at the end of Bava Basra. If you hold Osius Niknas B'Mesira, not only does it work on the shtar halvoy, it works on the shtar mechiras karka, and it works even though it's the opposite from what's happening. Why? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that's a din d'oraisa. The shtar gives a haggadah seidus. The shtar says a haggadah seidus. Let's say that somebody owes me $1,000. I give the shtar to someone else. Said no, I gave it to him, and he has tfisas bala shtar. So the shtar that it should be meaningful includes the following. In the shtar, it only says that Reuven owes me $1,000. But now that Shimon is holding on to the shtar, it says Reuven used to owe me $1,000, and now he owes money to the one who's holding on to the shtar. And Rebbe holds that that's a din d'oraisa. This is a Gemara. This is talking interesting. This part of what he said from Moshe Soloveitchik, this is an often a Gemara. Often a Gemara. The Gemara had a machlokes. We said before in Shavuos the Avdalah on the base. Machlokes about the Darshin Klala Prat the Klala Darshin Ribi Mid Ribi. One of the Nafkaminas is by Oino. So the way we pass on Halacha, Ein Oino the Karkois is Karka Avad and Mishtoros. So all three there's no Oino because we pass on Klala Prat the Klala. But according to Rebbe, the Gemara says only on the most mistabed there's no Oino by Mishtoros. So Tosfos asked the Kasha. What do you need a pasuk? There's no Oino by Shtoros, and the Mechira Shtoros is only by the Rabbanon. So how can you have a pasuk telling you what the din is on the Mechira the Rabbanon? So he says, no, pasuk really comes, the Klal, the Prat, the Klal comes to exclude Karka and Avodim. You don't really need a pasuk for Shtoros, because Shtoros is, there's no way to sell the Shtar anyway. But if you hold like Rebbe, the only thing that you're excluding is Shtoros. You have to say Mechira Shtoros is Menater. So that's what Moshe Soloveitchik said. If you're all like Rebbe, Oisis Niknas B'Mesira is a din d'oraisa. A shtar tells a haggadah seidus. Because when I'm holding the shtar, says, he owes me $1,000. When I give you the shtar says, he used to owe me $1,000, but now he owes you the money. That's included in the Tfisas Baal HaShtar. Whatever the Baal HaShtar tain is, that the shtar should be meaningful, let's say the Malvis says, I have a shtar, I lent you $1,000. You say paraiti. So we say, shtoch b'yad my boy. What do you mean, shtoch b'yad my boy? So Rabbi Kiveger asked the kasha in the Tshuvas Tinyana. Shtoch b'yad my boy is a roiv. How can you be mighty moment based on a roiv? And halchim a moment achar ha roiv. So Baruch Be'er quotes the name of Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. We wouldn't have understood it if not for the fact that Rab Soloveitchik said it over in Shir. And his, Baruch Be'er doesn't explain well. So Rab Chaim explained, whatever is probably the case is included in the Haggadah status of the shtar. I have the shtar that says he owes me $1,000. I give you the shtar. What do you say? You say, the shtar used to be belong to me, but now I gave it to you. So you are believed. You are believed. And all of that is included in the Haggadah status of the shtar. Just like if the Malva says, the shtar says, I lent you $1,000, but also included in the Haggadah shtar is that you didn't pay me back. What do you mean he didn't pay me back? The shtar was written before he even lent him the money. No, whatever is probably, Tosfos writes in Gittin, Avdalah Nemanah, Mistam HaKol B'Hech Shana, so whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included in Haggadah Seidus HaShtar. So he said, according to Rebbe, Yosef Niknas B'Mesira, even though the text is totally the opposite, he said, it works by Shtori Halvor. Yosef Niknas B'Mesira, it works by Mechira also. But the Ramban writes at the end of Bava Basra, if you hold Yosef Niknas B'Ksivim, see if you hold it's only Mechira Shtar, it's only the Rabbanan. It could be the Yonah made the Takonet by Mechira Shtar Halvo. It could be they never made a Takonet by Mechira's Karka. I have a Shtar that says that you sold me the Karka. Then I sell the Karka back to you 10 years later. So the Shtar says the Karka used to belong to me and now belongs to you. The opposite. So the Ramban says if you hold Oisis Niknas B'Mesira, it works by Shtari Mechira also, but if you always think of Biksiva Mesira, the whole text of the Shtar is Kakait. So he says maybe the Gemara only says Halibe de Rebbe. If you always says Niknas B'Mesira, it even works by Shtar Mechira on a Karka, even though it's the opposite from what he says. This daf is very rich with a lot, The Gemara quotes the Olo from all over Shas. There are many more topics to discuss. Okay, it's late. Shkoyach for paying attention.